Well, welcome everybody, and special welcome for those of you who this is your first time. Just want to say that if it's your first time, don't worry, no need to stress. This is very relaxed, very laid back, and I will be leading us through the whole meditation. There's nothing you need to know. There's no background you need to have. I'll be leading you through the whole thing. So this evening, we're actually going to do what's our core meditation here, which is metta bhavana, or the generation of loving kindness. And in this meditation, we practice generating loving kindness for all beings. And I was thinking about this over the weekend. In fact, I was thinking about it while I was doing yard work yesterday. It's been a beautiful day, and we spent a lot of time outside this weekend. And those of you who know me well know that I feel that I've done enough yard work in my life. Okay, I feel like I've worked off any bad yard work karma I had from previous lives. It's not my favorite thing in the world, but it was a lovely day and we needed to get some stuff done outside. And so I was out the front weeding. Now, those of you who know me well will also know that me weeding, there's an intrinsic problem with me weeding, and that is that I cannot tell the difference between a flower and a weed. So I'm there and I'm going to my wife, is this a weed? And she said, no, those are petunias, you know. Is this a weed? Is this a weed? And it's a problem for me. It's like, plants are all plants to me. And this, I find this difference, this distinction between this plant is a weed and this plant is not a weed, has to be a very strange one. And so I was thinking a bit about this. And especially at one point where there was one particularly pretty blue flower. And I said, is this a weed? And my wife goes, yes, that's a weed. And I said, I'm not pulling it out. it's really pretty, you know. I was thinking a little bit about this and about how our categorization of plants as weeds or not weeds is totally arbitrary, you know. There are plants that used to be weeds which are now very trendy to grow. You know, and it's this total arbitrary thing. As far as I can see, the only distinction is a weed is a plant that's easy to grow. You know, and apart from that, I can't really see the difference. But it did remind me as I was thinking, you know, my job here is to distinguish when I look at a plant. Is this a plant that's supposed to be here or a plant that's not supposed to be here? And so I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about it in terms of the metta meditation we do, the loving kindness meditation we do, where what we do in the meditation is we bring to mind people who are friends, who are neutral, who are difficult or enemies, and ourselves, of course. And we try and get beyond that categorization. We try and get beyond the categorization of friend and not friend. And as we do so, what we do is we recognize that that categorization of friend and not friend is not really about the person, but it's about us and how we choose to categorize that person. And moving beyond that judgment, moving beyond that prejudice, if you like, of saying, this person is a friend, you know, this person is not a friend. This person is good, this person is bad. This person I know, this person I don't know. This person looks like me, this person doesn't look like me. All those things, moving beyond those, is what we're trying to do when we do the loving kindness meditation. And it's hard because, you know, it's kind of, really part of it is hardwired in us. You know, when we were evolving and, you know, if you saw the smiling person who was your friend and the furry thing with big teeth that was the tiger, you wanted to treat the two of them differently. It was a good thing to do, you know. So from an evolutionary point of view, we've kind of evolved into this point where we recognize, you know, sort of some people as within our tribe and some people without our tribe. It's something that's very deeply ingrained in us. But as we, as people, try to evolve further, we need to get beyond that. And that's what we do when we do the metta meditation. We get beyond the saying, yes, I find this person easy to like. Yes, I find this person hard to like, but I'm going to love them both just the same. And this is something that all the great wisdom traditions have recognized we need to work towards. You know, this is not unique to Buddhism or Hinduism or Christianity or anything like that. All of the great wisdom traditions recognize this. In Christianity, there's love thine enemy, okay, or love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, and actually in that, when specifically asked who was the neighbor, the story that was told was about the most despised group and said, he's your neighbor. Okay, so whatever tradition we look at, the same message comes out. In fact, when I was as I was thinking about this, it reminded me of when I was a kid going along to church, and there was a song that we learned, a song by a singer-songwriter called Graham Kendrick, and the song went, "Teach me to love the unlovely, O Lord, I don't know how to do it. Teach me to love the impossible people I really don't like. I don't naturally take to some folk. I can't work out the way that they are. I just don't understand other people who are not like me at all." And I really like that, because it's recognizing that actually it's about me, about the way I am thinking of other people rather than about them. And that's when we do metta meditation, that's very much what we do. And this, and all the great wisdom traditions have recognized this, this is radical. This is not the way the world generally works. You know, we are taught when we grow up to separate people into good people and bad people. You're supposed to hang out with those kids and not hang out with those kids. You know, we're taught to separate the world into people we like and dislike. You know, you only have to look at what passes for news on the television nowadays. And it's all about us and them. It's all about, you know, the people who think like us and the people who don't think like us. And so this is a really radical concept to get beyond that. And it's hard to do, and that's why we do the practice. I want to read something from the Buddhist scriptures, from the Pali canon. And this actually gives you an idea of quite how radical it is, okay? Now, I'm not suggesting, well, certainly for myself, I'm not suggesting I can do what's being asked of here. But it gives us an idea of what we're trying to work towards. It says, suppose a man is with a deer, actually it just says a deer, meaning a dear friend, not a thing with antlers. Okay, suppose a man is with a dear friend, a neutral and a hostile person, himself being the fourth. Then bandits come to him and say, "We need one of you for human sacrifice." Now, if that man thinks, "Let him take this one or that one," he has not yet broken down the barriers. And also, if he thinks, "Let him take me, but not these three," he has not broken down the barriers either. Why not? Because he seeks the harm of him who he wishes to be taken, and the welfare of only the other three. It's only when he does not see a single one among the four to be chosen in preference to the other three, and directs his mind quite impartially towards himself and the other three, that he has broken down the barriers. So if you think about it, that's pretty radical. It's not even a take me. It's a, no, the four of us are the same. I cannot distinguish between the four of us, whether it's myself, my friend, my enemy, or the person I don't know. Okay. So that's the kind of radical way of looking at the world we're trying to move towards. So if you remember, for those of you who've done this practice before, you remember towards the end we imagine the four people together. It's for exactly that reason, to try and say, Or how do we get the four, the friend, the neutral person, the enemy, and myself? How do I get to the point where I love all four equally? Okay. So that's what I want you to bear in mind as we do this practice, this idea that going beyond our usual judgment, to going to a space of non-judgment where we recognize all human beings as not just equal, but people we love, okay, then that's actually where we're trying to get to. And it's hard, and it's hard when we go through our life because naturally some people wind us up, some people don't, okay? But this is why we do the practice, is so we can get a little bit closer to that. We start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our mind today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff. Thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important and some of those things are really not so important. But for now, just giving ourselves the gift of being present here to meditate. Becoming aware of the sounds around us, sound of the traffic in the street, sound of the air conditioning, sound of our friends about us, and just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And now turning your attention to the place where the weight of your body presses down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensation of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downwards, so the cushion, the mat, the chair, are all pressing back upward to support you in this place. And similarly, beneath them, the studio floor, foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath you, are all pressing back upwards to support you here. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth. The same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. from that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis. And taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine. Maybe moving gently side to side, backwards and forwards, until you find the place where your spine is naturally, your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, lengthening and straightening your neck, gently moving your head until you find the place where it's naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them. But instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. And now turning your attention to your breath, noticing the depth and the quality of your breathing. Noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe. And as we meditate, allowing your mind to just rest in gentle awareness of your breath, not grasping onto it, not concentrating as hard as you possibly can, but instead just resting in a gentle awareness of the process of your breathing. And using your breath as a place you can come back to if you become distracted. And now with your mind still resting on your breathing, bring to mind a time in the past when you felt good about yourself and your place in this world. whenever that time was, whether it was a time recently or a time many, many years ago. Whenever it was, bring to mind a time and a place when things were going well for you and you felt good. And as you recall that time and you think what it was like then, start to feel feelings of love, of goodwill, of friendliness towards yourself. And allow that feeling of loving kindness for yourself to deepen and to grow. And as you allow those feelings of loving kindness for yourself to grow, remind yourself that true loving kindness is unconditional. And so while you started cultivating that loving kindness for yourself while remembering a good time, that you should feel those same feelings of loving kindness for yourself right now, in this moment. Whether or not things are going well for you, whether or not you feel good about the things that are going on in your life at the moment. Regardless, you should be feeling the same feelings of love and loving kindness, friendliness and goodwill towards yourself right now, in this moment. And so start feeling those feelings of loving kindness for yourself now unconditionally. And if you find it helps, use the mantra silently. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. And now very gently bring to mind a friend, somebody who you find easy to like. And as you bring that person to mind, start feeling those same feelings of loving kindness for him or her. Not because they're your friend, but recognizing that, like you, that person suffers and that person would wish to be happy. And so wish that happiness for them. Feeling feelings of loving kindness, goodwill, happiness, friendliness for that person. And in again, if you like, use the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And now bring to mind a neutral person, somebody whose face you would recognize. Maybe you know their first name, but who you know very little or nothing about. Perhaps it's the person who serves you your coffee in the morning. Perhaps it's somebody who you pass on your way to work. Maybe it's a cashier at the bank. Somebody who you know very little about, but you would recognize. And bring that person to mind and start feeling feelings of loving kindness for them. Those same feelings that you felt for yourself and for your friend. But feeling feelings of love unconditionally, not knowing whether the person is somebody who you would naturally like or naturally dislike, not knowing if you would approve or disapprove in the way they carry out their life. But still recognizing that, like you, they sometimes suffer and they wish to be happy. And so in the same way, using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering, and allowing feelings of loving kindness for that person to grow. And now bring to mind somebody who you find hard to like. Maybe it's just somebody you can't naturally get on with. Maybe it's somebody who's giving you trouble in your life right now. Or maybe it's somebody who you feel hurt you in the past. Whoever it is, bring them to mind right now. And start feeling feelings of loving kindness for them. Not denying the fact that you find them difficult to like. Not denying the fact that you personally have issues. But recognizing that true love, true loving kindness, is completely unconditional. And isn't dependent on your judgment of them. And so start to grow those feelings of loving kindness for that person. Recognizing that they sometimes suffer and that they wish to be happy just like you. And so allow the feelings of metta, loving kindness, to deepen and to grow for them. And again, if you wish, using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy. May you be free from suffering. And now visualize that the four of you, yourself, your friend, the neutral person, and the difficult person, that the four of you are all standing here in the studio tonight. Four of you together, and looking at the four of you, notice any differences in loving kindness that you feel for each of the four of you. And as you honestly recognize those differences, start to equalize the feelings you have for each of the four of you. Recognizing that that's not easy, that we've got the habits of the whole of our lives to work beyond. But starting to feel the same feeling of love for yourself, who you know so well, and the neutral person, who you know so little about, and the friend who you find easy to like, and the difficult person who you find hard to like. And so beginning to equalize those feelings of loving kindness for all four of you. And now expand that outwards to include everybody who's sitting in this room tonight. Some of whom you may know well, some of whom you may not know at all. But feel feelings of loving kindness for every single person who's meditating here with us tonight. And now expanding outwards to include everybody who lives in this area, Vancouver, Camas, Washougal, many of whom you may know personally, but most of whom you won't know at all. But regardless and unconditionally, wishing them all to be well, happy, and free from suffering, feeling feelings of loving kindness for everybody who lives in this area. And expanding outwards to the south to include everybody in Portland and in the Portland metro area. A few of whom you may know, but most of whom you know and you've never met, but still unconditionally feeling feelings of loving kindness for them right now. and expanding outwards to the north, up through Battleground, all the way up through Olympia, Seattle, all the way to the Canadian border. And west, across the mountains to the coast, and east along the gorge out to Idaho, south down through Salem and Eugene to the California border, until you've included the whole of this Pacific Northwest region. And you're feeling love and kindness for every single person in this region. And continuing out east, across the Midwest, out to the East Coast, and south down through California to the Mexican border. Until you've included absolutely everybody in the mainland USA, whoever they are, whatever they do, and feeling feelings of loving kindness for every single person. And continuing outwards, west across the Pacific, north through Canada and across the pole, east across the Atlantic, south down through Central America, South America and across the pole, and wrapping all the way around this world until you've included every person on every continent, whoever they are. And you're wishing every single person, the nearly 7 billion people who live on this planet, wishing them all to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And expanding outwards, out into the universe, not knowing if there are other sentient beings in this universe, but saying that if there are, and if they know suffering, you would wish them to be free from that suffering. And so expanding outwards until you have a loving heart the size of this universe, and just feeling for a moment what that's like, to have a completely accepting, unconditionally loving heart. And without letting go of that feeling of having a loving heart the size of this universe, very gently return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made, may they attain liberation and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.